This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. Back in my college days when I studied forest management, silviculture, and ecology, I learned about a concept called sustainability. Now, my college days are enough years back that I'd just as soon not discuss how long ago that was, but sustainability is still an important concept in forest and ecosystem management today. And one of the big problems faced with ecosystems is invasive species, which are aggressive, such as the buffelgrass here in southern Arizona, in our Sonoran Desert that we've talked about before on this show. So what is a sustainable ecosystem? One in which the energy taken out is balanced by the energy coming in. You can't sustain an ecosystem if you continually take energy out of it. For example, you clear cut the forest up there on the Mogollon Rim and you have not sustained it. But you can harvest trees within reason and still sustain that forest ecosystem if you have a light hand. Here in southern Arizona, this ecosystem has sustained itself for thousands of years through a balance of energy. Here at KXEI, we're much like an ecosystem. Virtually any ecosystem can be sustaining or it can be disrupted and lose that ability to maintain its diversity of plant and animal species. This applies to aquatic ecosystems as well as land-based ecosystems. For example, a number of years ago, an algae bloom in Silverbell Lake raised concerns. The Parks and Recs people came in and decided to use an herbicide to reduce the amount of algae in the lake, fearing that it would interfere with other species' ability to maintain themselves. An herbicide was chosen with great care that would only kill the algae. The algae was killed with the herbicide, and about 3 days later, the fish all floated to the surface also. There was a mystery. What about this herbicide disrupted the ecosystem to the point where the fish died when they should not have? It was discovered that when all that algae was killed, it sank to the bottom where it began to decompose. And decomposition requires oxygen. So much oxygen was consumed that the fish basically suffocated as there was not enough oxygen left in the heat of summer for them to survive. As ecologists, we look to sustain ecosystems, first on a local level, and also on a global level. Now, right here at KXEI, we have a concept for you in our fundraising campaign this year, and that is a sustaining membership. And there are invasive species that could threaten the existence of a community station like ourselves. Mega corporations who have the money and the political clout to buy up spaces on the dial. So it's up to you to maintain the listening diversity with a sustainable pledge of support to KXEI. Give a call right now. 623-1000 is the number. Find out how you can sustain this audio ecosystem we know and love. This has been Eb Eberline with
Southwestern Trails.